Always open doors for a girl if at any point you'd like your penis to be in her vagina. I lost a girl because I forgot to trim my toenails. Only chicks use straws.
Little sucking on the little.
Oh my god, that's ridiculous.
Okay, lol. Ha, you are dead.
This guy's been making all that noise.
You're drunk and I just
fall. You can do it, right? Don't flip off the camera. Dude, it's really douchebag looking.
Welcome to the Inner Confidence Podcast, where we bring you men's dating and lifestyle advice that doesn't suck. I'm your host, Robbie Kramer, a former collegiate golfer turned poker pro turned finance guy who became obsessed with learning about male-female attraction and dynamics and passionate about teaching men how to improve and optimize their love life. Tune in each week and we'll bring you the latest and greatest strategies on how to get more dates, how to build a thriving social circle that brings the best men and women into your life, how to become a better networker, and how to design a lifestyle that makes all your buddies jealous. If you're new to the show, I recommend you download my first date protocol. It's the best piece of content I have. It'll help you optimize your first date and subsequent dates. And I like to connect with my listeners personally. So if you want to grab a copy of that, please send me a direct message on Instagram. I'm at Robbie_Kramer. Now let's dive into this week's content.
Hey guys, we're back with my lovely wife, Maria.
Hi.
And today we've got a very cool episode because we're going to be going through what I call the rule book. And these are rules that single men should really live by on their dating journey to attract the highest quality companion, to make themselves the most desirable companion for a high quality woman, and how to get the most out of the experience. So we're going to go through the rules one by one, and we're going to get your feedback as the obviously female perspective. Some of these are going to be interesting because you are not the typical, well, you're very typical in some ways, but you have a few quirks that make you atypical, like the fact that you don't drink, for example, which is actually rule number one. And rule number one is do not invest time in a girl at a bar or nightclub who is not drinking / won't drink. Because 99.99% of the time, she either has a serious boyfriend or is leaving very soon. Get her number and move along. So actually, that does apply to you.
No, I agree. It's totally accurate because first, I don't want to drink. And people buy me drinks and I just like put them on the table and I don't drink them. I don't know, I rarely go to bars. I could go with my girlfriends, but I will leave soon because it's not so much fun for me. I would go because it's someone else's birthday and I don't want to be like saying no. Mm-hmm. I'll go for an hour or two and I will leave. That's why I agree. And I never ever reach out to anyone.
And have you ever had a one night stand where you met a guy at a club and went home with him?
No.
Exactly. So that this rule does apply perfectly to you. It's like, why don't sit there and talk to her for a long time. Just get the number, move along.
Yeah.
Right. If she's not drinking, she's either sober driving or she's not a good contender. So there's no point in investing a lot of time with that girl. I mean, if you're having a nice conversation, continue, make the connection.
Yeah.
But, you know, don't invest your entire night with her. All right. Rule number two, when inviting girls back to your house for an after party, don't use gimmicks like free alcohol. It makes you look like a douchebag. Sell fun, sell an experience, not items. Right. So it'd be like, oh, come back. We have this awesome 1942, you know, tequila. That would make you sound like a douchebag. Oh, you got to come back and like check out our awesome view. That would make you sound like a douchebag. Right. Like you want to be like, come back. We're going to keep partying. It's a bunch of really ugly, boring and not interesting people. You'll have no fun with it all. Right. And when you say that, she'll obviously understand. So never sell the thing. Right. Sell the experience.
I agree.
Rule number three, it should be obvious, but it's not. Don't be a slob. And your being a slob includes your home, your car, your bedroom, your kitchen, right?
Like, what is a slob?
A slob?
Such a funny word.
A slob. Somebody who's sloppy. You know that word?
Sloppy, like clumsy, no?
No, slobby is like someone who's dirty and not messy. Who do we know that's a slob? Like they're like you go to their room and it's just like stuff everywhere. Their kitchen's disgusting.
No.
Or their car is really gross, right?
That's bad.
Like sometimes people might get into our car and be like, this car is disgusting because there's dog hair.
We have two large dogs. And we're married.
Yeah,
we're fine.
But the car is not disgusting. We don't have a bunch of trash in there.
No, the car is clean. It's only like dog fur.
We have Texas's dog fur everywhere. And Wiley's too. But don't be a slob. Like, if you're going to bring a girl back to your house and your house is dirty, she's going to judge you on that. Like,
no, girls will judge you on like dirty shoes. If it's dirty everything. House, that's like a total red flag.
Just do yourself a favor. Keep your car, your house, anything that like your clothes, just keep everything incredibly neat and tidy all the time. You'll feel better. You'll never lose a girl because you were unkept. One time I lost a girl because I forgot to trim my toenails. And I wore sandals on a date. So broken two rules there. Never wear fucking sandals on a date.
You had sandals.
I was living in San Diego. I was like by the beach. Like, yeah, sandals. It was just a bad look. And I didn't trim my toenails. And I found out later.
Oh, my God.
I think 9 months later, I texted her. I was like, hey, you know, just randomly, I'm trying to improve my dating life. Why did you decide to stop going out with me? Because she was into me. She was making out with me on the first date. This was the second date. And she's like, because he had really disgusting toenails. And I was totally turned off. I'm like, wow, thank you for the honesty. I trim them. You want to keep going out? She's like, no, I'm good. So, you know, you only get one chance to fuck that up. Rule number four. Once you have a date locked up and you're getting love, do not continue gaming. Slow down the witty banter. If you don't slow down, you look like a comedian or you look immature. So you know what we mean by this?
No.
It's like once a girl's into you, mm-hmm. because you've been like flirting with her a mm-hmm. lot and she's like giving you all the signs, like mm-hmm. you don't have to keep hitting her with more like teasing or banter or attraction material. Remember it was like that Minnie Mouse story I told you the mm-hmm. other day, how I kept teasing this girl because mm-hmm. she looked like Minnie Mouse. And then eventually she said, like, hey, you got to stop teasing me because I actually really like you. Right. And that's when I went for the kiss. And mm-hmm. like, that was lucky because that's kind of, I think, the only time any girl has ever literally told me, like, don't do this, do that because I like you. Girls just won't say that stuff. But if you keep hammering her with like banter material, teasing, eventually she's going to be like, all right, this guy's just like, does he like me or not? Or is he just trying to
fuck with me? She needs like a first move.
This doesn't apply to most guys. Most guys who are probably listening to this have trouble like bantering and being witty and being funny. So this is kind of like an advanced thing because once you are very good at that, then you kind of need to tone it down. But I would say for the average guy listening, just get better at that stuff first because you're probably boring anyways. rule number five.
So rude.
Throw your straw out of your glass. When you get a drink somewhere, only chicks use straws.
Do guys
it's like use a little
straws?
Penis, little sucking on the little.
Oh my God, that's ridiculous, but I've never seen guys using straws.
How often do you see me using a straw?
Never.
Never. I mean, if it's a smoothie.
Yeah, if right? it's a smoothie.
Or if it's something like that, but like a cocktail or like even, you know, like a you know, Diet Coke and they bring you a straw. Like, do not use a straw. It's bad for the environment too. So. Do not use straws. And even at, you know, at bars, you know, they usually give you those little stir straws in the cup. Just throw those things out. Do not use straws. Rule number six, never drink from a bottle. Get a freaking glass. Any thoughts?
No, I agree. Yeah, it looks better.
Like, just, you know, it's a, even if it's a beer, like, don't drink it from a bottle. Pour it into a nice cold glass. It's classy. You know, if you're at a barbecue and there's not, like, options for cold glasses, then and it's a beer, fine. But otherwise, drink from a glass. Be civilized. Number seven, always get a number. There's never a good reason to not get one. You never know when you'll be in her town or she'll be in yours. This is a great one. Guys will be like, oh yeah, I didn't bother getting her number or getting her Instagram because like, yeah, she doesn't live here. Like, what's the point? It's like, dude, like there's these things called airplanes and they fly places. And the odds of that girl never being in the same town as you again are like close to zero. So always get the number. Like, hey, great meeting with you. Hey, let me grab your number before I lose you. Right? Or let me grab your IG. Like, even if it's like in the beginning of a conversation, if there's some sort of connection, go for it. Get the number. Rule number eight. Do not discuss depressing things like people dying, getting fired, etc.
That's so bad. That's like the worst. You want to leave immediately after that someone brought a topic like that. You just like suffering. You like, and you know, it's not like you will say, I don't fucking care, I don't know you. you were like, yeah, I'm so sorry. Like, you don't know what to say. You don't know this person. You don't.
This happens like, a lot with us, actually, because people find out you're Ukrainian. They want to ask, oh, how's your family? How's the war? And I'm just like, fuck my life. I really don't want to talk about this stuff right now, because I obviously know what you're going to say because I'm your husband. But it just kills the vibe, right? And it's like they just do it because they think like, oh, I should probably do that. But it's like, what good is going to come from that conversation? Like, how is that going to further anything? It's just like, it's...
No, but you know, like, it's...
I mean, it's one thing if it's like
family. It's
fine when
it's friends and it's family.
But like random acquaintances that you just meet. Like, if I find out, like, if I meet a girl who's from Ukraine, right? And I'm like, oh, like, how's your family? Are they okay from the war and stuff? It's like, that seems like a good thing to ask. But mm-hmm. it's not, because... Like, it's just not going to lead to the vibe you want in a conversation. It's only going to lead to the vibe being killed. So don't bring up depressing things. Rule number 9. Oh, before we go to rule number 9, I just want to ask if you would like a magic mind?
No.
No? Have you tried a magic mind before?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't know what this did.
It's amazing. So I was sent these from the company to see if they actually worked. And I was skeptical at first. So mm-hmm. what it is, it's a small... I don't know. It's like a shot. It's got matcha, adaptogens, nootropics, immunity, and a flow state awaits you. And it's true. When I take one of these, I get into the most amazing flow state. I feel like I can just work like perfectly uninterrupted. Oh, let me shake it up first. Got to shake it to get all the good stuff out of there.
Okay.
And like,
is it better than coffee?
They even help you. Yeah. Try. You're going to like it because it's got matcha.
Mm. Mm, it's good. I thought it just won't taste good.
It tastes great.
Mm-hmm.
Let me finish it because I need that flow state. Mm. So it's a local company here. I think they're in Venice. And the directions are to shake, breathe, and drink. You can take alongside your morning caffeine. Benefits with daily use. Best served chilled. So it was in the fridge. So I have one of these every morning. And I got to tell you, these things work. So Magic Mind... they're even great for golf because you can like throw them in your bag. You can take them on a plane because they're less than like 100 milliliters. Oh, big fan.
Send us more.
Send us more, please. So hopefully some of you guys buy them so they keep sending me more. I don't get paid. I just get a free magic mind, hopefully. All right. Rule number 9. And I think you can get them at magicmind.com. Rule number 9. Don't correct women over trivial things. Like the population in India, it comes across as condescending and as annoying. Yeah, like
people.
Well, now they've surpassed that, but like I think now India has more people than China. I don't remember. Essentially, they both have around a billion people,
mm-hmm.
over a billion people.
Mm-hmm.
But if you told me that like we're on a date and you're like, oh yeah, India has a population of like 800 million.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, actually, it's a billion. Would that be a turn on or a turn off?
Immediate turn off.
Yeah. So don't just, there's no reason to correct a woman on really anything, especially trivial things. I mean, obviously sometimes you have to correct them, but not on trivial things. That's rule number 9. Rule number 10, don't put yourself in a position to look stupid. Example, if you aren't athletic, don't take her golfing or don't take her bowling or don't take her to something that requires you to be reasonably athletic. I feel like bowling is probably, you can probably get away with bowling.
Yeah, with bowling, you don't need to look athletic. You just like throw the ball. But with other like kinds of sports, I agree, because you only if you're really good, you need to take your girl and she'll be like so impressed, because, you know, to be good at some kind of sports, it takes a lot of time. And yeah, if you take her to golf and you can hit the ball, she'll think you're a loser.
Totally. Like I used to take all my dates, usually second dates, to the driving range because I could show her how to do it. You know, I'd stand behind
her. I know,
her.
The more you took me to.
So, if you suck at it and it's athletic, like, don't take her there. You're going to look really embarrassing. Like, if you can't throw a football or frisbee and, like, people invite you to, like, hey, want to play in this frisbee game? You should be like, no, we got to go, actually. Rule number 11. If a girl is primarily replying to your messages with simply one word answers of okay, LOL, or ha, you are dead.
Agree.
Because obviously, if she likes you, she's going to put some more thought into her response.
Yeah, she just, like, doesn't want to be rude because she's probably a nice person, so she wants to reply, but, like, she's not into you, and she wants to show you with this reply, look, I'm not into you, don't write me again.
All right. Rule number 12. If you have been texting for more than a week and she still hasn't committed to a date, then you are dead.
It depends. If she knows your mutual friends or something, then yes. But if you just like strangers and you like have met through the app or something, you know, it's still like you don't want to go meet someone who like potentially can be like dangerous, right? So you want to get to know a person more. But
you've been texting for a week already.
Yeah, but like, I don't, maybe you're a serial killer and we've been texting for a week already. And what? I've never, like, I don't know. You don't know any of your friends. I don't know anything about
you. Yeah, but you would at least commit to a date if you're online dating.
I don't know. I mean, I never had online dating, though.
Yeah. Well, if you're texting with a girl for a week and she still won't commit to a date, like.
No, but if you met her, like, through the day game or, like, somewhere else, you actually met her personally, then yes. Or she has a boyfriend, or she has just some guy who she sees, or she's just not into it.
Yeah, you're dead. Doesn't mean you're dead forever. I guess it just means you're dead for now.
This guy's been making all that noise. He's crazy.
Rule number 13. A girl replying to your text does not mean she likes you. Most girls reply because they would feel bad not to.
Agree.
Right? So just because she's replying doesn't mean she likes you. She agrees to a date, well... Now you're,
I mean, if she writes you first, like, she definitely likes you. If she responds on your stories.
Well, that's not replying.
No, I know. Right. It's to me that, like, she does like you. If she just replied, it doesn't mean anything.
Rule number 14. Never call a girl that you haven't slept with / is your girlfriend unless it's for practical logistical purposes. For example, you're parking and you need to know which side of the building she's on. Do you want a guy to call you?
I don't speak on the phone with anyone.
Yeah, nobody does.
I only chat. I mean, I speak with my family or my like really close friends.
Exactly.
And it's like rude.
And it's like a scheduled thing.
It's like so rude if people call you and they're
fucking
like,
rude. Don't
so
call me.
So rude. Like, write me.
Like, when I see my phone ringing, I get upset.
Me too.
And if it's someone that like I'm not expecting to call me,
mm-hmm.
I am assuming it's like some sort of crazy emergency. Right, like,
or it's a scam. Like,
there's like seven people that I'm okay with them calling me, and those are all like my extremely close friends or family.
Uh-huh.
Anyone else who's just gonna call me is like, don't call me. What are you gonna call me for? Like, just text. All right. Rule number 15: Don't open with "Hey, don't I know you? You look stupid." Like in an online dating thing.
I usually say no.
Yeah,
and
it's terrible.
That's all.
Number 16. Always open doors for a girl if at any point you'd like your penis to be in her vagina. I open the door for you.
Not always.
Well, my penis has already been.
No, that doesn't work. It will be out soon.
All right.
You're pretty good, but sometimes you forget.
Yeah, open the door.
That's
nice.
Not.
I mean, you don't have to be like obsessive about it. You don't have to like run around the car before she gets out and open the door. But I'm just talking
about
like
nice.
Going
it
through.
It would be nice.
Yeah, but that can be too much on a first date.
No. Yeah, you need just to be a gentleman, but you shouldn't forget.
But obviously, when you're walking through like a door into a building, obviously open that door. Don't like car doors are a little bit different because sometimes you've got to like run around the car. But we're talking
no,
like,
but if your valet, your car, the like valet will
oh,
open
yo.
The car. It's not
right.
The problem.
Well, open the door to let
no,
her
but
in.
I don't care about that. I'm just saying if you are a gentleman, you need to continue being a gentleman and not forget about this opening door rule.
All right. Rule number 17. Don't say stuff like girl, sexy, honey, baby, beautiful, sweetie, etc., unless you two are having sex for sure.
Someone call me honey, I'm not your honey. Like, yeah. Don't call me that.
Or baby.
Like, no.
Sexy, hey, sexy. Oh my God.
That's bad.
So bad. Oops. Shaking the screen there. Rule number 18. Learn the menu at different restaurants and order for her when there. Don't always order. Like, if you know the menu, we'll then suggest to order the meals for both of you if it's a sharing atmosphere. So this is kind of a cool one. Like, if you obviously, if you're going on a lot of dates, you're probably going to go to the same sort of places. And I never do this on the first date because dinner dates are a big no-no. But if you're on a subsequent date and either you guys have already hooked up or you're for sure going to hook up because you've already made out and it's just a foregone conclusion. It's very attractive if you order for her and you know the menu. Very leading masculine thing to do.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
Rule number 19. If you're staying at a mansion, don't say to girls, come back to our mansion. You look like a D-bag. That was kind of the same as one of those other ones. Mm-hmm. Rule number 20. Don't give a girl a reason to be into your buddy / don't cock block yourself. For example, we're in LA, you meet a girl from NYC. Don't tell her, oh, my buddy, you know, Johnny is from NYC, and give her a reason to connect with him. Right? Like, don't set yourself up with your friends who are really attractive, who are can steal your girl, essentially what you're saying. Rule number 21, do not buy yourself girly drinks at the bar. This should be obvious, but
I agree.
A girly drink would be like anything that ends in sour, like, what's that green drink that ends in a sour? Mom always orders it.
Some pink drinks.
Like a pina colada. Do not order pina coladas. Or like a strawberry daiquiri. Like anything that's like fruity and girly. Please do not order that. You will look really, really strange. And silly.
So silly.
Rule number 22. Don't ever say clubbing. That's an 18-year-old who haven't actually been to clubs say. You'll out yourself if you say that. Heading to the club, going out, partying, raging are all acceptable. Right. So we're going out, gonna party, we're raging. Do not say clubbing. It's really, really bad. Rule number 23, don't ever spill / drop your drink. You'll look like a drunk moron and completely blow yourself out.
How people can control it if they're drunk, that's really possible.
Don't get too drunk. I used to do this all the time. It was so bad. God. I would just be like holding my drink. In this sense, I'd be holding my magic mind and I would just be like too drunk and I would just fall and splash and break all over her shoes, especially if she's like wearing, you know, heels and like now there's broken glass and there's, you know, if you just order your pina colada because you broke rule number 21 and then you've got pina colada all over her shoes. Do not do that. If somebody bumps you, at least pretend to blame it on them and get slightly upset so it doesn't look like it's your fault. Don't be that guy who's just like drinking in the drink and he drops it. Like, you're screwed. Rule number 24, don't high five. Fist pound instead and don't actually pound so it's painful. Do it gently. So this is a good one. It's like, you ever meet those guys who are like, they, you know, there's something happened. They're like, high five. It's annoying, right?
I know, and I don't want to give high five, and it's so awkward. And they look.
I mean, if you're watching like a sports game together, and something crazy happens, and you're both huge Liverpool fans, and then they score, you'd be like, "Yeah, high five!" You could do it, right? But like, if it's just something
you're not
like
the huge Liverpool,
like if I find out that you're a Liverpool fan, and I'm being the huge Liverpool fan I am, if we meet at a bar and I find out you're a Liverpool fan, I'm like, "Oh, nice, you're a Liverpool fan." Like that. And I'm not going, like, I'm not actually, oh, I hate that. When people, like, you put your fist out and they fucking hit it. Oh, it's so painful. I want to kill them. It's like, why are you actually hitting me with a fist on fist? It's so awful. It's like, you just do it slowly. You just touch, right? It's just like, yeah.
It's fine for me.
Right? Do not, I mean, I have very sensitive.
Everything.
Dainty.
Everything.
Dainty, knuckles. That was the word I was looking for. Don't do that. Soft fist pounds. Like, let them pound you. Don't go in for it because you'll hurt them. Number 25. Don't wear formal / business shoes with casual clothes. This looks really dumb. If you're wearing like fancy, you know, like loafers with really casual clothes, like dress shoes, looks terrible.
I mean, loafers are actually
for guys.
Super casual.
For
it
guys.
Depends which. There are a lot of casual loafers, but if you wear like a shoes that you wear with the suit.
A suit, yeah. If you wear with a suit, do
you
not
wear
it with
like
casual
a t-shirt,
clothes.
That's so disgusting.
Yeah. There'll be some stupid fashion trend that'll like come in and break this rule.
No.
But at some point. All right. Rule number 26. Don't wear workout gloves at any time other than inside of a gym.
Workout gloves?
Yeah.
Which ones?
Like those gloves where there's no fingertips because you're using it to lift weights. Like some guys will like wear that on the way to the gym thinking like, yeah, cool. I wear my workout gloves on the way. Girls are going to think I work out. It's like, no, you just look like an idiot.
I never knew they wear them.
You still don't really see many people wearing those in Ukraine anyways.
Yeah.
Rule number 27. Introduce yourself by name when meeting people for the first time, as opposed to hey and nothing else. If it's a rule, I've seen it broken. Also leads to a handshake as in a free touch. If you meet someone, you know, just say, hey, I'm Robbie, and, you know, shake their hand versus just like we meet at a party and you're like, hey, and I'm just like, hey.
Yeah, you don't know even the name, and after it's too awkward to ask.
Right. It's like, hey, I'm Robbie, and leaves to a handshake. Rule number 28, don't wear / bring a camera to a bar or a club. You'll look like a tourist idiot, obviously.
Why would you bring camera?
I mean, a lot of guys, they're like photographers, and they want to like bring their camera, like, and they think like, oh, I'm going to look cool. It's like, no, you just look like you're an idiot, or you look like you're hired to be like a photographer.
Yeah.
No, don't do that. Rule number 29, don't hand your business card to a chick you're hitting on in a social situation. That's like super douchebag move. I mean, anyone who even has a business card these days, it's pretty, I mean, I don't know. I'm not in the business world, so I
people
really
people have business cards. You always need them.
But you never want to hand those to a girl.
Like, yeah, but you have them for your business.
For your business.
Purposes.
Right. Never hand one to a girl, though. It's really it's really douchebag looking. Rule number 30. If you're in a group of friends and you are the shortest guy there, don't stand next to the tallest guy. Should be pretty obvious, but I mean, actually, I don't think it's obvious. It's just that's a pretty good rule. Like, just don't stand next to that guy. It's not a good look.
Do not make pictures with the guy who is so much taller. It's like,
oh my God. Our friend is notorious for that. He's not even short.
He's short.
He's 6 feet tall, but he always positions himself next to like the 6'8" guy. And we're
and
like, what is
so
wrong
short.
With you? You look yeah. so short in all these photos are just unusable because you look like you're like under 5 feet tall.
Yeah.
Like, do not stand by the tall guy. And if you're the tallest guy, you should stand by the shortest guy because then you'll just look extra tall. If you listen to this podcast together, then I don't know what to tell you. One guy's going to be doing the other thing and yeah. All right, rule number 31. If your parents would think it's weird that your new girlfriend did it, others will think it's weird if you did it. For example, like bringing a coffee grinder with you when you're visiting people in another town.
What is grinder?
A coffee grinder? It's like a coffee machine.
Why would you bring a coffee machine?
You wouldn't. That's why people would think it's weird, right? So.
But this example doesn't look
real. So listen, like, if your parents would think it's weird that your girlfriend did it or your boyfriend did it. So like, imagine I did this thing that was weird and your parents thought it was weird, right? Don't do that thing. Others will think you're weird.
What the example, except the coffee
bring
grinder.
A coffee grinder. I don't know. Like,
such a bad example. Who would do this?
Somebody who's weird. We're not weird, so we wouldn't do that. All right, rule 32. Always pay for everything on the date if you like her. And by like, I mean, if you would like her affection at some point, pay. Let her pay for cabs or Ubers if she offers. I think this is a pretty good rule. Like, if you're the one asking her out, just pay for everything. Like, don't try to split stuff. You know, if she insists on, like, paying for a certain thing, like, don't let her. But then if she really insists, you can let her. But, you know, if you want to hook up, you're the dude. Sorry, you should probably pay. Exceptions.
There's no exception. If you invited the girl, you pay for her. You know, like if you invite her
If
you invited her to the restaurant and then she doesn't have money, right? And after you ask her to split the bill, that's rude. And just don't invite if you can't pay. I think if you invite, you pay for everything. And obviously, if she wants to pay, really, let her pay.
Well, the only exceptions would be in certain cultures where it's like the girls would be like offended, you know, like maybe in some Scandinavian countries,
they're super offended, but like, no, I would never go there. I would never go there.
All right. Rule number 33, do not be condescending. Condescending is never a good look. teasing is great, but there is a line, you know, a fine line to draw sometimes. If you're condescending too many times, she'll tell you to fuck yourself. So never be condescending. You know, teasing, banter, sarcasm, those are all different. But condescending is really bad. Hopefully everyone knows what condescending means. It's like treating them as if they were less than you and stupid. Rule number 34, no running shoes with jeans. Obviously, if you're in Berlin and you're a freeway fashion sort of
but
hipster.
It depends which running shoes. There are a lot of running shoes right now that look so stylish. One wouldn't tell that they're running shoes. But they're like a running shoes that look like running shoes, then yes.
Do not wear those with jeans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rule number 35. Don't game a chick after a date is set up. Chill out at that point, right? So it's like once you have a date scheduled with a girl, like you don't need to keep sending her gamey stuff.
Right? Yeah, you don't need to even speak to her.
Yeah, just like confirm.
Confirm
like either the day before or the day of the date.
Yeah.
You know, if there's been a long time, like if you made the date, well, obviously, if you've listened to other podcasts, you should not try to schedule dates more than like 3 or 4 days in advance because the odds of flaking are super high. But if for some reason you had to schedule a date like 5 days in advance or a week in advance, you confirm the day before, right? And if you schedule the date like 2 days ago, then you confirm the day.
Same day, yeah. Okay.
And don't game her after you've done that because it just looks weird. Rule number 36. Use language slash views slash articulation slash energy that is suitable for your audience. So if you hate Barcelona, it's really dumb and a waste of your time to tell a 21-year-old party girl that you hate Barcelona. It will like totally not resonate with her and turn her off, right?
Especially if she loves Barcelona.
Like name a young girl who doesn't like Barcelona. They're,
no, but it's just like, I think
even if they haven't
dumb.
Been there, like Barcelona, like it's so, even like, I personally do not like Barcelona.
I've never been there, but I want to go there.
Right.
But the thing, it's not about Barcelona. It's about stuff that like, you don't need to tell a girl that you hate something because you still don't know her. And maybe she loves what you hate. And it will be like immediate red flag. If you say, I hate animals and she has like 5 cats at home, she will say, fuck off. Immediately.
Right. Know your audience is essentially what that is. Next one. Never, ever, ever, ever send 3 texts following her 1 text if she is not responding. Ever. That's called triple texting. It's never going to work. Rule number 39. No woman who has ever put up an attention-seeking slutty picture on Instagram has slept with a chump who raced in to comment, sexy or you look hot. Don't comment. Get a fucking life. Would you ever sleep with a guy who commented on one of your photos like sexy or hottie or stunner?
No, of course.
Of course not.
You know, don't speak to those people. I don't know why they even like I don't really want know why do they comment. Because like I don't think no one ever responded to these messages.
No one got laid from doing that, ever.
You know, like, I mean, I have, like, a lot of Liverpool fans when they post some Liverpool pictures and write some, like, you know, something about, like, the season or stuff. I have a lot of comments and we just, like, discuss stuff in the comments. But I don't even speak to those people in messages. I would never write them. But, like, in the comments, I speak to them, you know, because we speak about soccer. But, like, yeah, the sexy comment, it's weird.
The next rule, rule number 40. The only thing worse than a guy in a suit that is too big is a guy in pants that are too baggy.
Oh, you will tell me about baggy pants.
I have no baggy pants.
How are your those shitty pants that looks like 15 people poop
in
those?
Oh, that I wear to walk the dogs?
Yes.
Okay, well, I agree. That's why I only wear them to walk the dogs.
They're so disgusting. I don't want you wear in front of me, wear in front of someone.
All right, next rule. A guy should not own a white iPhone.
I don't care, if you're honest.
I think it's kind of girly, like a white iPhone.
White? No, if you like white color.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, it's not super common, but like I would personally not care if it's a nice, clean iPhone, that's good. Because you can own black iPhone, it's like fully broken, dirty, and it's like...
Rule number 43, don't flip off the camera when people are taking a pic of you. It's horrible, right?
But we do this.
A lot of people do that. They're like, but it's so trashy. Like, don't flip off the camera. It's dumb. I think that's enough rules for now. Let's save the other ones for another podcast. I think all these rules are pretty good.
Yeah, I agree.
If you're breaking these rules, stop, please.
Or if you're not doing them fully like you, Bobby, no baggy pants, open more doors. You're like almost good, but not fully.
I gotta stop flipping off the camera. On that note, thanks, guys.
Bye.
See you next time.
I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. If you're new to the show and digging our content, please leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, wherever you listen or watch. But if you're not really digging it, go ahead, just don't leave us any review at all, and that'd be great. If you're feeling a little bit stuck or you just want to optimize and step up your game, we've opened up a few spots in our Inner Confidence community. We're accepting applications if you want to join our select group of men and experience the radical power of accountability, cross everything off your sexual bucket list, and just become a beast who gets more stuff done. To learn more and apply, go to start.innerconfidence.com.